So I figured I wanted to have the following conversation with you in the hopes that every year when you listen to the Little Fatty, the Big Fatty Online, not the Little Fatty Cast, the Big Fatty Online, when you listen to Big Fatty Online, every year around this time, you will hear at the beginning of the show, you will hear this.
Well, so before you start.
No, thank you. Now we'll hear that. Now they'll hear that.
No.
That'll be a thing. It's like every year on April Fool's joke, and he's going to play that whole bit and cut it off right there.
Before you start, he plays my show right now. Although he uses the old Adam and Maddie show theme, which I don't know if that was just a really old clip when I was using the Adam and Maddie show theme, or if he just prefers that theme.
Probably.
Like, I don't know. Anyway.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And he's going to play that whole bit and cut it off right there.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4768. BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 19th of May, 2026, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all will catch you up on everything that's been going on. Big Fatty, that won't take long. Hello, Fabulosos. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Fabulosos today, because y'all, I think that's the name of the cleaning product that Hortensia uses to spruce up the villa. Yes, Big Fatty. And by the way, you sound like you've recovered from your over caking indulgence. Yes, Big Fatty. I didn't get a nap, so I'm a little tired. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Ready for the next big old piece of cake. And speaking of piece of cake,
this is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 19th of May. Y'all, it's very important to celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all never met this person face to face, but y'all, he's a long time listener of the little show. Not sure if he's still listening these days, but I think he may be. I went and checked the hand map. I didn't see him on the hand map, but there are lots of listeners that aren't on the hand map. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, there are lots of listeners that aren't on the hand map. Yes, Big Fatty, and they should be. It's true. I think this person is from the Midwest, and I don't know that for sure. But, I believe he has a partner or a cohort. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like a co-host. It's true, y'all. And that is Pokey. And, y'all, I am talking about the celebration of exiting the birth canal for none other than the one and only Jimmy Farmer. Big Fatty, we love Jimmy Farmer and Pokey. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Jimmy Farmer on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of pokey. Pokey by me,
happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
music. We do indeed. Y'all, let's see. after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was a quiet evening here in the villa. I watched another episode of the Heated Rivalry. Y'all, they show their buttholes a lot. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, do they have a special tryout? Not through episode two, but you know, it's the season is early, and but y'all, then the Garf ran over, so I had to stay up a little later than normal because I had to watch the season finale of the Shuckstermanage, y'all, and that was the final episode for that Anderson Cuppa. You know, he's been on there. They said he'd been on there for more than 20 years. Oh, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that's almost as long. The little show is almost at that point. It's true. But anyway, let's see what was I saying. Big Fatty, we don't know. Neither do you. Let's see. So I watched that, and y'all, the sports ball, I think I mentioned to you that the Atlanta Braves won Sunday afternoon. Y'all recorded the LFC with Veda, y'all had the air conditioning is now on for the summer, and so, y'all, that just means that I slept like a baby, yes, Big Fatty, and that was good. Y'all woke up right at 7 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, Miss Gail King was back this week, and y'all also joining her was Miss Nora O'Donnell. They were talking to somebody, the guy that Rob has a little show about the Survivor, and he was giving his prediction of who would win. On Tamari's little show, Big Fatty will be making his predictions. I don't agree with Rob's predictions. So we'll just have to wait and see. But y'all, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're behind on on the Survivor, I'm going to spoil it all. I'm going to spoil it all on Tamari's little show. Now, I don't know who won. I don't know who the final three will be. None of that. But if you're not caught up, I'm going to tell about people that have already been thrown out. You know, they've had their torch snuffed. Yes, Big Fatty. Just be prepared for that. That's your spoiler alert. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, I got up and I had my brufkas. I baked a loaf of cheesy sourdough bread Sunday evening. And y'all had a couple of slices of that toasted and slathered in the Kerrygold butter. Y'all, it's absolutely delicious. And had my coffee, did my puzzles, read my e-paper. And y'all, then I was doing a little nipple walking inside. I walked about a mile. And y'all, then I decided, you know, the nip had told me that, Downton Abbey, you know, the downtown Abbey, they had three motion pictures, and that they were all three on the Netflix. So y'all, I watched the first of those this morning, and y'all, spoiler alert, the grandmother has had some tests done in jolly old London, ye old London town. And y'all, she's dying. Big Fatty, she's ancient. She is. So that's kind of the ongoing storyline. She was still alive at the end of it. But y'all, there was a unusual situation or two. And it's, you know, and it was the king and queen came to visit. And y'all, it was topsy-turvy. But y'all, I love all those characters on there. I couldn't understand what they were saying while I was nipple walking, so I had to turn on the closed captioning. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the old people need the closed captioning. And y'all, I sat down and watched the movie. So, after that was over, y'all, I walked a little bit more, and I walked two. While The Price is Right was on, you know, I nipple walk while that's on. I picked up another couple of miles, and I've still got some to go, but that's okay. The day is young, and then I put on my go out in public clothes, and y'all, Hortensia came, and y'all, as soon as she got here, I was off to go have lunch with Xavier and Brandon. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, they love the Love Island. Yes, and y'all, just a programming note, Love Island premieres 2 weeks from today on June the 2th. That's a two, I say Tuesday, and y'all, that's on that Peacock. Get ready for the Love Island. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I do not have the Peacock. But we had a lovely lunch. Y'all, I had some kind of nachos with shredded chicken and chorizo sausage and cheese and cilantro. Y'all, the cilantro is going to be speaking to me later. I just know it. But that's okay. Y'all, it was just lovely sitting and chatting with them, and I'm happy to say that Brandon's convalescing is going well, and y'all, they made it to Charleston, so I guess Alex's driving was satisfactory. And y'all, it was just a nice lunch. We ate and nattered about an hour, something like that. Y'all, then I came on back here to the villa. And what did I do here at the villa? Big Fatty, y'all, I started working on Ruination, the early years. You know, it's switching after this coming Saturday. It's switching to reviewing a month at a time rather than a week at a time. So Gail and King are going to be cramming a lot in. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. They've always got something silly to say. You'll see how much they fuck it up. Well, it's true. And as soon as I finish recording this, I'm going to probably watch Heated Rivalry, or maybe watch another of the Downton Abbey picture shows. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all several gas reports from folks. Y'all, Miss Bacon filled up there in the South Dakota for $4.89 a gallon. But y'all, then she was on the road for a while, and she She paid $3.94 in a place called Pukwana. Pukwana, South Dakota. So congratulations to the Pukwanians for having that. Oh, it's the nip. And y'all, then the Laughing Buddha. The Laughing Buddha, y'all, you know, he does that Scooter Diaries little show. Big Fatty's been a month of Sundays since he's done it. It's true. Yes, Big Fatty, everybody's just shutting it down except you. And the Laughing Buddha, y'all, in his scooter, he puts high test. He puts high test in his scooter. It paid $5.39 a gallon. Dear Gussie. Y'all, just out of curiosity, I was thinking about this the other day. Y'all, does anyone put ethyl in their car? Oh, Big Fatty, you know, it's regular and ethyl and high test. And y'all, I don't know of anyone who just regularly puts ethyl in their car. Y'all, if you put ethyl in your car, let Big Fatty know. I'd love to know that. Y'all also got a lime repote from the turnip head. And y'all, I don't recall the prices off the top of my head. But y'all, they had gone down a little bit. So anyway, limes are a dime a dozen. No, Big Fatty, they're not that cheap. No, they're not. But y'all, another programming note for you. Tamari's little show will be pre-recorded. And y'all, I'm going to catch up on voice letters on tomorrow. And I'm going to talk about the Survivor finale and all that kind of stuff, because y'all, Tuesday, Durwood and Granny and I, y'all, we're off to the Metropolis, and y'all, you're probably wondering, why are they going on Tuesday? Well, y'all, I don't know if I've revealed this, but I don't think it's a secret. Y'all, aw, Chris, y'all, he is running be in the United States House of Representatives, and the primary is Tuesday, so we're all going over to go to his watch party and wish him well. Big Fatty, I can hear the polls closing now. No, they're opening now. They close at 7 p.m. in the evening. Oh, okay. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Tuesday. Y'all, it's hot. It's just hot. Although, while Alex and Brandon and I, we did have lunch with our good friend Al, you know, Al Fresco. And, y'all, we were under an umbrella. But, y'all, there was a breeze blowing, and the humidity wasn't suffocating. Y'all, when I woke up on Monday morning, y'all, it was 100% humidity. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Daniel Biba, is there anything that you would like to yell at the top of your lungs to Crooked Hat about?
And he's going to play that whole bit and cut it off right there.
Oh, yeah, just cut it off right there. Just shut it down. Big Fatty, not you. Oh,
you can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.